There is a special place, the most beautiful place I've ever seen. There's a throne surrounded by the angels singing hallelujahs to the King of Kings. I invite you to the throne room, and the King himself has bid you to come. In this room there is a rainbow, and the splendor in the rising of the sun. Let the Lord's light shine upon you. Let His Spirit have His precious way. Let His loving arms surround you. Let Him lead you to His throne of grace. Let Him lead you to His throne room of grace. There's no tears or fear of dying. All is joy forevermore. There's no end to life eternal. There is always more in store. To get in, there's no requirements. Jesus' blood has paid the way.
All the short-term satisfactions, every quick impulse domination, each of the momentary illusions of victory. And that's just the high points of my life before my personal implosion. The low points could only be discerned by landing flat on my back and looking up at them from the bottom. The pieces of a stretched and shredded personality, the still bleeding wounds of love rejected, or love consumed for a moment of trivial personal use, the scars inflicted in the faces, nameless memories. These were the consequences of war. A war lost while deluded into thinking I was winning something. A war that had stripped away and killed every illusion of my significance. I lay there at the bottom without a single spoil or memento of the battle. Then I heard his voice, the voice I remembered from my childhood. He said, "Terry, I know how you feel. I've been where you are right now. But you've been led here by your natural impulses and appetites, like a clueless lamb to slaughter. Neither of us ended up here accidentally, but I actually came here intentionally. That's how I got one of my favorite names, the Lamb of God. And now I sit on a throne that no one but the Lamb can occupy, the throne of grace. I did that for one purpose, so that I could meet you here today, this day that was inevitable. Terry, this is a very personal thing between the two of us, you and me. I wanted to come ahead of you so that you wouldn't be stranded here and I could lead you home to my house. Your room is ready, and if you choose to come with me, you can move in right now. You'll never have to move again, and you can just commute to work with me every day. What do you say?" "Yes. Oh, yes. Can we go now?" "Sure, but since you chose to come with me, you're already checked in. I'm at work right now, and you're here with me. I've got some more work to do today, and some places we'll go together, but it won't be long. We'll go home soon. Don't worry, we'll never need to be apart again."